Hello, this is Jeremy Green, entomologist with Clemson University, and this will be the first pest patrol update for 2026. It's the 30th of April. May's almost here, and May is the month in which we do the best in terms of yield on both cotton and soybeans when we get them in the ground. So we'll be doing a lot of that this month, especially after the rains we just had. To start off with cotton, this will be a quick update. Talk about thrips first. Most of the state is in the clear very soon, according to the risk model for injury from thrips based on planting date. There is some counties up in the upstate or the northern portion of the coastal plain with the South Carolina, North Carolina border are still at an elevated risk, but most of the state is in the clear in just a few days. So as we get into May, certainly as we get towards the middle of May, we're going to be in the clear as far as thrips injury, according to the model. Things change, but it looks to be pretty low risk at this point for planting. So as May gets here, moisture's good, you're ready to go, go ahead and plant and know that your thrips risk is lower this year. Probably because all the heat we had and everything was just sped up. Cotton jacet or the two-spot cotton leafhopper. We don't have any big populations in South Carolina after the winter temperatures that we went through for 25-26 winter. We do have some reports of some of the cotton jacet showing up on tropical hibiscus in some of the big stores. I'm just not going to name the stores, but you know the stores that bring those things in. Don't know if those populations on those ornamental plants are going to make it to cotton or okra, but we'll just see if that sort of reinfestation happens with plants that are brought in. So it's mostly going to be a transported here pest or a migratory pest for us in 2026, it looks like. We did have a report of some showing up on some early planted okra, and we're still trying to run that down. We do have a lot of research planned for this insect because of its quick impact that it made last year when we first detected it in the first week of July. And then it did cause some yield loss. And we got a lot of information on early insecticide use. But we'll be doing a lot of research, thresholds, some trials where we're looking at crop growth stage, susceptibility, more insecticide efficacy trials, so forth. False chinch bugs, it was hot and dry for a long time before we got some recent rain. That's conducive for having problems with false chinch bugs. So as cotton comes up out of the ground and then we start to get these heavy rains where it rains a few inches at a time, leaching out some of our at-plant insecticides, we could be looking at problems with things like false chinch bugs. Stink bugs showing up in oats, wheat, they'll be in corn soon and we'll kind of get a handle on what they look like, developing populations in those early crops. As far as insects important in soybeans, most of our soybeans are still in the bag, get to go in the ground, so we don't really have any reports of insects problematic in soybeans at this point. So that'll be it for this time, and we will catch you next time.